It's Eric Hansen in Knoxville, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Knoxville Blue Bullets basketball team. Let's hear it.
Yeah!
Let's meet the Knoxville Blue Bullets girls basketball team.
I'm Alicia Burnett. I'm the manager, and I'm a junior.
Hannah Jones, a junior guard.
Shelby Shreves, a senior guard.
Olivia Hall, senior guard.
Kylie Shreves, a freshman guard.
Jaden Walker, freshman forward.
Kinley Stearns, freshman guard.
Cassie Grady, junior guard.
Elise Bickles, senior defensive player.
Lauren Cavanaugh, senior forward.
Brina Shreves, junior forward.
Jordan Moore, sophomore forward.
Anna Larson, senior forward.
Bree Jefferson, junior forward.
Okay. Kenzie Rader, freshman guard.
Casey Luptak, freshman guard.
Okay. Lauren Becker, sophomore guard.
Alexa Tuthill, freshman forward.
Delaney Emery, sophomore forward.
Okay. Lily Lands, junior guard.
Right. Kylie Gibbs, sophomore guard.
We are in Knoxville, Illinois with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week. Head coach of the Blue Bullets girls basketball team, Knoxville, Dean XL. Dean, how many years now?
This is my sixth season here, yeah. At the head varsity job, yeah.
And I think I've been here all six for probably all of every year for at least at one Hometown Heroes for basketball. But winning seasons all six?
So far, yeah. We've won 20 games every year I've been here. And before, I think it goes back 12 or 13 seasons, I think we've won 20 games here.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple points I want to make. You got to be kind of proud about that. But are you still coaching your daughters, or are they gone through the system already?
No, they're gone. They're all done. And actually, I don't have any playing anymore. Megan gave it up. She could have played two more years, but decided she didn't want to play anymore. So other than that, no, it's just coaching these young ladies.
That had to make you proud, those years with your daughters. But talk about this year's team. They're killing it. And you started off, what, 11 in a row, 12 in a row before you got that first loss?
No, we were 20-0. Yeah, 20-0 before that. Then we lost two back-to-back. But we bounced back from that, and like I say, we got a senior lead a team, and they're pretty poised, and they're hungry. They're still hungry, even though we're 22-2 now.
What do you think happened there? 20 wins in a row, and then two losses in a row. We just kind of out of gas, or did you just run into some bulldozers?
No, we just ran into a couple pretty good teams. We lost Stockton in the area championship by 4 points. They're a good ball club. And then we went to Illini West, which is a tough place to play, and they're a good ball club, too. They just knocked off Lewiston last night, so they're a tough ball club.
What do you got coming up? We're a couple weeks away from tournaments, right, getting into the postseason?
Yeah, we got a couple weeks away. Then we'll find out where we're going to go for our regionals. It'll be either DMAC or Fieldcrest, which is Manuka, or Manuk, however you say it. So we'll find out where we go there. Hopefully we'll get a top seed and go from there.
It seems like, to the outer viewer, that you take kind of a laid-back approach to this coaching thing. But you got to love it. Will you be here as long as Knoxville will have you?
Oh, I've been asked that many times. But, yeah, probably. I love coaching. I like the competition. And of course, it's always fun when you're winning. So, I'll be here for a while.
Well, you had a few coaches over your lifetime. Who, if anyone ever asked you, who was the mentor? Who's the guy you look to? Like, I took a couple things from him, and I use that all the time. Or her.
It goes clear back to when I was younger, of course, started out in youth league. Phil Erickson. I actually went to Churchill, but he coached at Lombard. But he coached me in, youth league and stuff. He was really positive, a good influence. And then when I played at Churchill, of course, in my junior high days, the great Bob Morgan, I learned a lot from him, and I still use stuff that he taught me clear back 20-some, 30 years ago. Yeah.
Well, Dean, it's always a pleasure. We got T-shirts for the girls. They love that, a plaque. And like we always tell you, we could be back with $1,000, man.
All right. Hopefully, we'll win that, or because these girls like to eat. Maybe we can feed them some pizza or something and whatever. Go from there. Maybe Culver's will be open by then. We'll go to Culver's or something. Yeah. Right.
That's Dean XL. He's the head coach here at Knoxville, the Knoxville Blue Bullets girls basketball team. They are Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Have fun! Woo!